Moncrief on News Talk.
Time Out magazine's obsession with Dublin 7 and 8 continues. In previous years' list of the world's coolest neighbourhoods, they included all of Dublin 8 and Smithfield. This year, Inchicore comes in at number 25. Dara Moriarty is a Labour Party councillor and an Inchicore resident. Afternoon, Dara.
How are you keeping, John?
Is Inchicore beside itself with excitement that once again the Brits have given us the thumbs up?
Listen, I think you've referenced it there yourself that they seem to be oscillating between both sides of the Liffey, Dublin 7 and Dublin 8. I think Phibsborough was given the title of 27th coolest neighbourhood in 2020. Dublin 8, as you mentioned, Stony Batter, Smithfield. So it's come back to the south side of the Liffey now, the south inner city in Inchicore for the 2024 title. Look, I think these types of initiatives and these types of lists just are a fantastic opportunity to highlight the good that's in communities, and I think in Inchicore in particular, kind of getting a smattering of all of the local bars, the cafes, the restaurants, the kind of marrying of the old and the new, and that's very much what you see. Living in Inchicore, I've lived in Inchicore for the past couple of years now. I grew up not too far away, down at Dolphins Barn on Dublin 8, so I know the area very well. And yeah, look, I don't know whether people in Inchicore are jumping up and down the streets delighted that they're down as the 25th coolest neighbourhood in the world, but it's definitely doing the rounds of some of the local WhatsApp groups that I'm in, people noting it, and I think people are fairly happy about it as well.
Yeah, is it though, like, when Time Out picks these neighbourhoods, they tend to be neighbourhoods that, and I don't like the term gentrified, but from their point of view, there's a certain, you know, cohort of people. They'd like that kind of thing because there's an old established community there, but the hip restaurants are coming in. But when we see that happening in so many parts of Dublin and other cities around the country, the original residents are very slowly being priced out of the market there. Is that happening in Inchicore?
Yeah, well, look, I think it's happening to a certain extent all over Dublin. You know, I represent the Dublin 8 wider area, and I think the Liberties in particular has suffered from a severe amount of creeping gentrification. That's definitely happening in Inchicore now. I think you've got a kind of combination of a whole load of historic corporation housing estates that have been there for almost a century, and you can see that there's families that are living there that have reared their children have moved around the corner from them. There's a real sort of community and family feel there. And then also, on top of that, you do have newer people moving into the area, and that is happening certainly in Inchicore. And yeah, look, I think there's always that friction of marrying the old and the new, making sure that one doesn't replace the other. I think in Inchicore, I think one of the pieces of language that we used in the Time Out piece was old man pubs. They certainly have a few old man pubs still hanging on in Inchicore. But also there's really new, interesting places that are popping up. I think, you know, they referenced the new really decent Indian restaurant. There's a new taco place that's just opened recently that's getting rave reviews, not only from Inchicore residents, but from people all over the city. So, to answer your question, I think gentrification is definitely creeping all over the city, and there's the housing crisis means that people are being priced out of where they're from, and they're having to go looking elsewhere, and they would say that they've been priced out of where they're from originally. So I think that's just something that we're seeing, that displacement, that knock-on impact is definitely having an impact. But the old Inchicore is very much alive and well. As I said, I'm only living there a couple of years myself. I didn't move very far from Dolphins Barn up to Inchicore, but there's still people who I speak to who have been living there for decades, and they are still considered blow-ins by the real Inchicore people. So I think they won't be letting the gentrifiers take over anytime soon.
All right. So the did they say that to their faces now or behind their backs?
I'd say they say it to their faces. No problem.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough then. But does that make it less of a community then, though, if you have two kind of separate cohorts of people living there?
No. I think the community in Inchicore is very much alive and well. There's lots of different places that people can meet. I mean, I don't want to sort of paint the picture that Inchicore is all rosy in the garden for your listeners. I think anybody who knows the area will know that there are some difficulties as well. There's been sort of a lot of dereliction and vacancy along the main street there in Emmett Road and in Kilmainham village as well. But I think we have seen that start to turn, which is very, very welcome. So you do have new local businesses, social enterprises all setting up, and then as well there is the much anticipated cost rental and social housing development on Emma Road, which is yet to kind of get underway. That's something that has planning permission now for nearly a year and a half and still not a shovel in the ground. So there is there is places for people to convene, but not enough in Inchicore. And but no, the sense of community is very, very strong. And I think, as I say, that marrying of the old and the new is vital across all of our communities, because there is movement, there is displacement happening, and I think we have to make sure that the new doesn't replace the old, rather.
Dara, thanks a million for talking to us today. That's Dara Moriarty there, Labour councillor and Inchicore resident. One texter says, what does Inchicore at 25 on the planet say about thousands of other neighbourhoods? Well, they do this every year, and it's for the most part a different set of neighbourhoods. I think there's one in Paris that seems to win it quite a lot. They like that one. But say Smithfield was in the last list, Smithfield, I think, was number 2 in the world. It's not even on this list, as far as I can tell. So, and it's, you know, to a certain extent, there's a bit of marketing involved in there, to be very cynical about it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.